Well, what happened to all the doors?
I don't know what the hell happened to all the doors, Mike, but...
I just swallowed gum.
Don't, are you okay? Don't die. Don't die.
No, I'm going to grow a baby in my stomach.
Oh, shit. Oh, man. Can
you get pregnant from a swimming pool?
Can you get pregnant from a swimming pool? I'm confused on what the fuck you're talking about,
like,
Mike.
Some kid jizzes in the pool, right?
Some kid jizzes in the pool and you get in the pool.
Yeah, can you get
and
pregnant?
I mean, you're a guy, Mike.
If I was a woman, though.
If you were a woman and you got in the pool.
Yeah, and like some kid like jizzed all
over the pool. Oh, I'm supposed to grab this? No, they're on sale. Leave him fucking here. Oh, they go outside?
Mm-hmm.
Oh. Right, I got it. Oh. Oh, wait. This is not, it's not moving. Oh, Mike, Hey, Mike, Hey, Mike, Hey, somebody? Oh, I got it, guys. I got it. It's okay. Oh, shit. Had a hard time with this thing. Okay, got it, guys. I got it. Didn't quite know how to unlock this thing. It's amazing. Oh, shit. Right. I see. That's a. Thanks, Kaylee. You're great, man. It's a. Oh, man. Man, listen, man. People fucking. Mike, let me tell you. It was fucking awesome out in this bitch, right? Hey, how come we the only one out here with these fucking, yeah, I feel like it's more people inside of the store.
At its best right here.
I mean, I don't see how. You're white, I'm black, Mike.
No, they're discriminating against us.
As
us as Mike and KB.
Oh, right. Yeah.
They're going to bring color anyway. What the fuck?
I mean, I didn't know what the fuck was going on. You was like, they're discriminating.
Just because of who I am.
Oh, man.
Not what I am.
Right. That is a good. That's fucking great. That's fucking awesome, right? Because I mean, we both got the greatest beards in the fucking store. All right. I know, right? It tickled your fucking fancy. Fucking off.
Hey, are you gonna like page because like we feel. Like, discriminated against because, like, we're the only ones doing this shit and, like, nobody else is doing it.
Yesterday, literally,
we just
did
this.
Well,
you know what?
Fucking crazy. Listen.
With Jacob, that's just gross. He's married. No, we're just cool like that, but...
I don't do anything with Mike. That's,
You said
fucking,
that you were doing it with Jacob yesterday. You said that.
You said me and Jacob were doing that alone yesterday, and I was like, well, I mean, if a third person was there, that'd be cool too, I guess.
That's disgusting. I don't even know who Jacob is, but that's a...
Listen, I'm a 32-year-old man. If I get the name wrong, forgive me, okay?
It's definitely Squidward, I think.
Squidward.
Yeah.
Squidward, Worth, whatever. Mrs. Butterworth.
Right.
Worth, whatever. Syrup's good no matter what.
Yep. Oh.
Yeah, please.
I mean, we could have, oh, man. That's fucking hilarious. I mean, just to think about this shit at, like, work, man. Like, you know what I'm saying? We're the only people that could fucking pull this off. This fucking thing about don't having a podcast while actually on the job at work.
Oh, yeah. You can make that happen.
Right. Because it'll be different. They'd be like, yo, these guys are fucking fools.
Huh.
At work. What the fuck am I doing with this, Mike? Oh, hey, how you doing? How you doing, bro? All right, brother. Oh, man. Good morning, my man. How you doing? So he's just gonna come in blowing smoke all in the motherfucker. So okay. Yeah, that's how it works. Just gonna blow smoke all. Where the fuck is this going? Do you even know how the fuck this goes, Mike? Who the fuck is about to fix? Listen, I got a lot of fucking IRPs to fucking do. I'm not even done with fucking rough plumbing.
Yeah, I'm on aisle 7.
And I still got a shitload of flat fashion plumbing to fucking do. You think I got time for this shit, Mike? I don't have time.
That's what I did.
It's a fucking book. What the fuck is the D for? What the fuck is that for?
The D stands for Duke for display.
Duke. This Duke. Oh man. Did I get him or did I got him? I think I got him. Hey, did they really just take that? Like, I don't think. Oh man, is it like I feel like we're doing this wrong? Like, it's totally not in order at all.
We're getting them outside. We can't guarantee they're in the right spot or even
where. That's a true statement. That's a very accurate statement. I don't know if any of this shit is right. I think we just put it out there. Mike. This shit is definitely not right, bro. This definitely is not right. This is not how this shit goes, bro. This is definitely, listen, don't, it's not. Oh, man. Hey, Edward, what's going on? It's Edward, right? What the fuck? bro, this is not right. What is going on? No. She's drowning them bitches, bro. She's drowning the fuck out the mother boy. That boy, but maybe, yeah. Oh, they gotta go. I took the top off the Maybach. I took the top off my Maybach. I thought it was open. Okay. What's going on, my brother? All right. All right. These definitely go over on this side. I feel like this is where these go, Mike. Mike, they definitely go here. This is, oh, shit. It's rolling back. When we bring these holes in the morning, they go from here. So I know they go over here. Yeah, these holes, bro. These holes. Bro, this thing needs some brakes. It's rolling. It's not staying at all. So we're going to screw this hole, right? Well, she a bad bitch. That right go. But I still don't think this shit is right at all. I think we just literally put this shit out here and fucked it up. But them plants ain't going to never be thirsty. So y'all just gonna have that grill in the middle of the road, really? Who put that grill right there? Who did that, bro? What the fuck, bro? Oh my God, bro! And we're not gonna lock it up, so somebody's gonna just. For y'all wildin', bro.
So, well, the silver ones go first, I guess.
Oh, for real?
Yeah.
So does it go in, like, an order of pricing?
Yeah, I think it's most expensive first, and then it goes down. Or something like that. I don't know. I'm not a magician. A mathematician. I mean, are we going to be audited or something after this?
I have no idea, man. I don't fucking know, bro. I just know that this is not how it goes. Hey, don't you work at... What do you work at?
Outside Lawn and Garden.
Yeah, so don't you know how this goes? Oh, this is... Maybe you need some new shoes, Mike. You can't be out here with shoes, holes in your shoes. That is bad. Yeah, it's like a little line thing, but I don't think that goes there, Mike. I think we fucked this all up.
There's no manager to tell us in the
future. Yeah, but Bob walked right by like, hey, yeah, okay, right, maybe we should have left the grill in the middle of the road. Oh, man. This feels really great outside. This feels great out here. It's not even cold at all. Awesome.
Cold outside.
It feels great out here. It's not cold at all.
If I shake it like this some more, maybe it'll dry out.
Yeah, maybe. Yeah.
Well,
should.
Like, all of us need to move that way. Because we can't have it on the white line.
White.
Wait, the grills too? I told you we didn't do this right at all.
That's when you're given like a shitty present, not grills.
So like, wait. I mean, does it like? I mean. I mean, we started in the middle of the road because we had a grill, like literally in the middle of the road.
In the middle.
Like right there, bam.
So like.
So it's like. I mean, like. Well, we can't. Can you? Like. So, who's gonna move the Nissan?
You mean the white
van? That's gonna be great. Sorry, Jordan. I didn't mean to get you into this, bro. That's fucking gay. So like, are we gonna? That's not. That's. I don't want anything from the back. That's. Oh man. Hope he gets where he's going. Fucking.
Why over there?
I don't know. That's what she just said to put it. So should I put mine back? That's a, huh?
Oh, so you're barking at the
consistency is key. It's definitely fucking key, man. Listen, that and communication. Oh, fuck it. Let me tell you, now that, what are you doing? Oh, man, nobody's definitely going to buy these. Things like, these shit is all fucked. You got to, it's a key at the bottom there, man. You just pull that right on out.
This one?
Yep. Well, you know, now it's going to move wherever you want. Look at there. He was having trouble. He was like, why is this not moving? I still feel like we're going to be over the white lines, like where are their grills going? And I feel like we're going to have to move. Let me tell you, I'm never going to do this shit again. What?
Well,
that sun is bright. Let me tell you, shining bright as a mother. Bright sister. Jordan's like, man. The key thing again? Forget that part? Oh. So is this like most expensive?
Huh?
It goes most expensive first? I'm confused. What's going on here? That's pretty far. Oh. I feel like, I don't know how to answer that. I don't know if that's like a serious question or like...
I said serious question. That's how I started this whole thing. I said serious question.
Did he say that or did he just say... Oh, he did? Yeah. Oh, I missed that part. I didn't know if... Oh, I guess... Yeah, like that sounded really awkward.
I was making hot dogs right now. I was like, what do you want on it? What would you tell me?
Well...
Just ketchup?
I mean, it's interesting. I mean, I don't eat hot dogs, so.
What?
I don't eat a hot dog.
That's why you're so scrawny.
Not
y'all looking at me like I'm supposed to be like, hey, yo, yeah, I eat hot dogs, man. I feel offended, Mike. I'm scrawny because I don't eat hot dogs. I don't eat pork.
You eat pork?
I don't. I don't even eat red meat.
Bacon pork?
Bacon is pork. What the fuck are you...
What about turkey bacon? No.
It's not pork at all. It's
so good. I like turkey bacon sometimes.
Sometimes you like turkey bacon. That's great.
My favorite meat is pork.
What?
Chicken.
Oh, okay. That's really definitely...
That's where I get my burrito bowl.
What is... I don't... Okay, I think this is great. Now we have to lock them up. How do we court? Are they wrong? Oh. But apparently you and Jordan like hot dogs, so...
Yeah, we do. We go to Dollar Tree. So you can go to Dollar Tree and get a pack of hot dogs, that's a dollar, and you get the buns, that's a dollar.
Not you, Jordan. I was talking about the other Jordan. That's, I mean, he's... But apparently you like hot dogs, too, with just ketchup.
Yeah, then you come here and you want a hot dog out front, and it's like $5.
Yeah, and it's like, why?
$5 for a flipping hot dog, bro.
You know what? I saw him at Aldi's on 50 buying the buns.
Who?
The guy. The husband.
Oh, so that's not legit then. They're
like,
lying
to
us.
Just, and you know what?
They
say
he got that stuff imported.
I saw that him at Dollar Tree. Dollar Tree got hot dog buns too. I saw him over there too.
Yeah, the way they're doing it is really...
What are you, like, filing them or something?
Nah, just randomly bumping into them.
Because you know what? The people at Home Depot, the guy that sits outside of the Home Depot right here on Alice Fair,
yeah.
You know what they told me? They get their buns and hot dogs imported.
Imported from where? Puerto Rico? Like
I have
where?
No idea. I didn't ask.
Where do you import hot dogs?
I have no fucking idea, Mike.
Okay. Well, I mean, that would have been a follow-up question. Okay, are you good?
All right. You're
anytime.
You
just call me. I'll come.
That's crazy. That's great, Mike. That's great. So, okay. Got my RPs done.
Should we throw it out and really, like, throw them off? If we were to throw it out, that would fuck up their whole game. They'd be like, where's the lock? Where's the lock? I don't know where the lock is. I don't like bending down in front of two other guys. So.
You're fucking awkward, Mike. Well, so what are we going to do with this?
Give it to Kimieha.
Who?
What's your name? To Kimieha.
I'm just going to go and give this to... Yeah. Hey, we're gonna you're pretty funny, man. You gotta be on, you know what I'm saying? We gotta podcast. I think you guys are gonna need this. I think you're gonna need this.
Oh yeah.
No problem. Oh man. Do 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 do. Do 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 do. Oh man, I want to welcome everybody to KP and Mike in the Morning. This episode is like a trial run to see if, you know, what people think of this podcast. It's not gonna always be KP and Mike in the Morning because I got a whole different twist on how I want this to go as far as like.
You're asking me who works today. You have a schedule. They always ask me that. Who else you got coming in? Who else do you have coming in? I don't know. I'm at home. Fake. I mean, sick.
Faking it. I mean, sick. Funny sometimes. This is hilarious.
I mean, I don't know. I think this guy's pretty funny all the time, actually.
No, because sometimes shit gets real.
Like this.
Serious.
3 days a year where you get pissed off.
Yeah.
Oh man, really?
Yeah.
And
it's still
strong.
Come on.
Yeah, and it's just right. Cool. What? Insert nasty comment here, Michael.
Oh.
You never smacked my papers.
No, because I just.
Oh yeah, that's what I'm talking about. Make that thing beat. Yeah, beat it.
Oh man, she loves you, but she hates me. That's crazy. What's up with that?
Seriously?
I love your shirt. It looks so nice.
Thank you. Seriously?
Your face
seriously,
looks good,
shit.
Too. Your face looks really good.
Thank you.
Your hair looks
good. It really, man, that hair is on fleek today.
When I first got here, he bullied me so much
I
hated him.
Yeah, she did.
To the point that I took my taser out and turned it on.
Mhm. It's true.
In the break room. And everybody was like, ooh.
Yep, threaten me.
I was like, you need to stop it, because I'm going to tease you.
And it was all rumors.
Because you like to make up rumors.
No, I don't like to make up rumors. But now, her and I, bringing it.
No.
Now, her and I are like, ranch on cauliflower.
Wow.
Like, I want to go home to her.
Oh.
She won't let me, though.
That's awkward.
Yeah.
That's very awkward.
Maybe just like,
thank you.
Maybe just like chilies or something.
Oh, jeez.
Coffee?
I don't know. I feel like she has a boyfriend, Mike.
I feel like that, too, but she's actually single at the moment. That's why I'm trying my darndest here, and she's not.
Oh, man. Well, shoot your shot, 18, motherfucker. I mean,
right.
Hey, shoot it. Shoot your
shot.
I'm
so
shoot.
Shot.
Yeah.
I invite her out for coffee almost daily.
Oh.
No, you don't. Shut
today
your,
I did.
Shut
today
your
I
front
did.
Door.
And I did a couple days ago. Yesterday I said Chili's. I said, let me spend some money on you. You were like, go fuck yourself.
Oh.
No, I didn't.
You were like, I think you did it. You were, Okay, today,
oh.
I'm going to lunch at 10.
Ooh.
I don't go on lunch at 10.
Oh.
What time you go?
I don't know.
Can you make it 10?
No.
How would I talk to your supervisor and make you go on to 10?
No.
You see me winking?
Yeah, no, it ain't gonna work.
But if we, I just want to go get some coffee.
It's okay, I don't drink coffee. You can drink it.
Well, that's still really awkward if I'm drinking coffee and you're just like,
Oh man, so
that's our relationship.
Oh man. That is, that was really awkward there. That was an awkward moment there. Oh. What the fuck? Oh, man. Keep shooting your shot, Mike. Shoot for the... aim for the stars. I mean, aim for the moon. Because even if you fail, you're going to land amongst
somewhere.
The stars there somewhere.
Yeah, somewhere amongst the stars. really need to find it. Are you recording?
I feel like if we
are
did,
you
if, I feel like if
right
we,
now in this moment,
I feel like if we really did this thing at work, we have no filters. I feel like it's a point in time, and oh, I don't know who this guy is. Hello, Apollo.
Hey.
All right, man. Apollo 13.
Electrical rep. Why you act like we're
doing meetings? Oh, I know. I mean, I don't know what the fuck is going on. Yeah. Awkward moment. Yeah. But I feel like we did it. It's no filter at all.
No,
I feel like it's some shit that we can get in trouble for. Very, sexual harassment, like, stuff.
Sometimes, but I'm not worried about it. Because, honestly, I would just... Okay, pretend that you're HR.
Oh, right, I'm HR. Cool.
Shit. And I'm like, okay, now you're coming to me, and you're accusing me of doing A, B, and C.
I'm not accusing you of doing anything. I just feel like, I would be like, yeah.
So I'm like, stop right there. I was trying to tell you. Okay, this has been going on long enough. I'm really done with it, but I don't know how to say this to you. She's been touching me inappropriately at work. Look at the tears. I don't know. I didn't know what to do about it. To be honest with you, I didn't know what to do. So I'm here right now being accused of saying something. And honestly, I don't know why it's come to this point. I was just going to stop. I was going to stop. And obviously somebody beat me to the punch, even though they touched me.
This is,
So what do you think about that?
I mean, you would be a really great actor, because I really felt that shit. It was powerful. I thought you were really about to cry.
I was
horrible.
I see that.
I was like, yo. What,
if you were HR, and I just accused somebody else of touching me.
So bad.
Yeah, you would leave me the fuck alone, probably. You wouldn't fire me. You'd be like, whoa. Shit. I'm a grown-ass man. Tearing up my office because some girl touched my broker. Wow.
Yeah, that's
Yeah, so tell me again how that would turn into
I don't know. I felt like that would turn into a fucking.
If somebody ever accuses you of sexual harassment, you gotta go for they touched you inappropriately immediately, right out of the gate. They touched my dick. They touched my dick. But you can't just be like, they touched my dick. You gotta be like really shooken up as if actually somebody touched your dick.
Right.
Yeah.
So you gotta flip the script.
Yeah. Immediately.
Immediately.
Stop right there. You know what I mean? Just
yeah. Because
now,
you know, you were misled. You thought, you know, they were coming on to you and you was like, okay.
Right.
But now they're, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So
they would have a lawsuit on their hands for sure.
Definitely. That was
because it's like you're firing me over hearsay.
Yeah.
Somebody told you that's hearsay. I'm telling you hearsay. At that point, oh yeah. Oh my god. That ass is juicy as fuck. What is she from? Like India or some shit? Is she from some island or something?
She's definitely not American. She's definitely
yeah.
from an island. And
from an
I,
island.
Yeah,
I don't
yeah.
know what island, but I want to go to that island. And find a bunch of Apollos just walking around with them juicy ass.
I feel like she's from like either some Mediterranean Indian or like some.
Does India have islands?
Indian has islands. It does.
How
you doing?
You guys do the laminate countertop
down in kitchen cabinets. I don't know what they do as far as labor goes, but. They sell them down
the
corner.
The large countertop.
Yeah, really tall. Oh, yeah, well, long. Yeah, they just store them upright.
No. That's very interesting. Long. Yeah, not so long.
Well, we're trying to sound like fucking electrical.
Dun dun dun.
116. So, anyway.
I feel like we'll do a great job there. Give it a trial run here.
I think a trial run would be good.
You know, see how people react to it. You know?
Well, then we'll you can't give my full name because I don't want my opinions that come out of my mouth to be actually, I don't want to have to own them.
You're a grown man.
You're
supposed
to
be owned anything.
I don't want to own the words that come out of my mouth. I just want them to flow out of my mouth. I don't want to have to own and be like, yeah, I stand by that. A. B, you might want to do it when I don't know. Like, right now, you could be recording me. I have no fucking idea. That's probably the best way to do it.
I mean, I wouldn't be like, hey, no mic, we're on, we're live,
yeah,
because I want a real rap raw.
Oh, it'll be raw. We'll be raw dogging it. Yeah.
Yeah.
You don't know.
Well,
right?
That's a.
But I don't want to like confess to you that I like smoke weed or have like a dead Asian in the back of my car, and then like they're like, oh my God, somebody call the police because this guy's smoking weed with a dead Asian in the back of his car. So maybe you can edit that shit out.
I mean. So I mean I want, you know what I'm saying, we gotta give the people the truth of like I'm pretty sure that wouldn't be the truth, because if that's the truth, that's fucking hilarious. It kind of like reminds me of the Asian guy off of fucking Hangover. You never saw Hank?
I don't watch TV. Is that a cheat if I'm TV? Or is that a Netflix thing?
It's definitely a movie that's probably on
time.
Netflix now.
Yeah.
How is it break time? It's not 10 o'clock.
It's like break time. It's 7:24, actually. 24 minutes to break.
Oh, so I should take a break too?
Well, now that they have the speaker working in the break room, we can, like, if somebody's paging us or we got, like, a button going on.
Right.
Now we know.
Mm.
Before, we have no fucking idea.
Mm.
So, I think it's safe to go back.
Safe?
Yeah. It's safe,
safe.
We need
safe. Safe. So, like, in case of a, you know, shooting, tragic.
Oh, can you say that word?
What?
In case of a tragedy.
Yeah.
I'm going to last on the breaker when I have my backpack and I ain't ever coming back because...
You want to give Rachel some dick, don't you?
Oh, my God.
You're fucking... Oh, man. How you doing, man? Oh. Did you put some Hot Pockets in there? We got fucking Hot Pockets in the vending machine. Hot Pockets and orange juice. What the fuck? Wait. You telling me there's not fucking Hot Pockets in there? There's no Hot Pocket? Don't tell me it's no Hot Pocket. You eating a fucking Hot Pocket. I'm pretty sure you bought the Hot Pockets to put in the machine. Did you not put the... Fucking Mike, he's not putting... We don't have the Hot Pockets. We have fucking tuna and crackers. Tuna and fucking crackers. Yep, that's it. I thought it was Hot Pockets. What are you doing with that? I mean, I owe them bastards. Yeah. I don't think it's a problem with the chair. I think you're just, yeah. Yeah, don't break these people's shit, Mike. I mean, I thought he came with the Hot Pockets. I was like, yo, they're switching up the machine. Oh, man, you know I was about to go in attack mode? Hot Pockets.
We used to have a fourth machine with a little suction cup thing, and it was...
Really?
I had frozen, you know, equipment, or I could my drink, frozen Hot Pockets, and some ice cream.
So we did that? We did have that?
Like 7 years ago.
Thanks, Mike. That doesn't fucking help now. Hot Pockets. Try our new Lean Pockets, too.
Oh, yeah, I tried Lean Pockets, the broccoli and cheese one. Chicken, broccoli, and cheese.
Yeah, how'd that shit work out for you?
It worked out.
Oh, man. Out. That's what's up, man.
Yeah, shit worked out.
What the fuck is, what is this, Delicious Deals? What the
well,
fuck is, what is?
It, I'll be honest, it's
so,
from the Dollar Tree.
Fruit grape, oh man, let me tell you about those.
Yeah,
it is it like a little, what is that thing called? what is that,
when I see you, I think it's called. David Loader, please call 4803.
Uh-huh.
David Loader, 4803.
Oh, the rapper guy, yeah, I don't have a bald head, though. Oh, man.
What do you think of every time you look at me?
Oh, man. Yeah, Rogan.
Wait, is she going to eat all of them? Are you going to eat all of them? There's like
yeah,
three.
I'm gonna eat all of them.
Fruit noob. My man, so you really not putting Hot Pockets in the vending machine? Mike, he really not putting Hot Pockets in the vending machine.
Dollar Tree on your lunch break.
Dollar Tree is cool because, you know, you get everything for a dollar, no matter what it is.
Yep.
A dollar. They got Jamaican patties. A dollar. In the frozen section. But, I mean, you know, I don't want to have to settle for tuna and crackers in the vending machine. You know what I'm saying? When he's eating a Hot Pocket, that can come out of him. I feel like, you know, I feel, this is real, I think we got to, listen, where the suggestion thing at? Do I got a number I can call? I need Hot Pockets in the fucking vending machine, man. Dang.
Number you can call.
I had a, like, I don't, you know, or Lean Pockets. I shouldn't be eating this stuff anyway. But that's beside the point. I think I'm about to get this, not tuna and crackers. And I'm about to get this, honey bun. It's a very unhealthy honey fucking bun. Yep. Probably gonna ruin my life. So is that like a Newton thing? Like, you know those Newton, the little fruit Newton thing? You on a break too, huh, man? He was like, fuck these vending machines, man. Shit, you got, everybody got to take a break, I guess. You know what I'm saying? I bet he, like, Mike, what, is it just one in there? You pay this at a dollar for just one?
No, I gave him a back box of six.
Oh. So I had a question, right? How y'all feel about, like, do y'all, I think Trump's an idiot. Don't get me wrong. But how y'all feel about this man trying to allow teachers to carry guns in school? Think that shit's cool? You think that's cool? No? Fucking dumbass idea, right?
That's
not right. Fucking retarded. Like, think about it.
Well, wait, when you go to the airport, you go through security, they don't have guns.
They don't.
You don't need guns.
I mean, there should be police everywhere, but things happen. But I'm just saying, like, it, I mean, it gives kids access, more access to a weapon. What if he
yeah,
was like, oh, fuck this teacher, you know what I mean, and they know it's a gun there. I mean, I feel like, you know what I'm saying, who said that a teacher's going to risk their life for a kid? They got family, they want
to
go home too.
I went to school where they're fucking crazy and they would have shot a kid.
That too. So,
I mean, some teachers touch some of the students, right? So what's going to stop them from using the gun? or maybe threatening a kid with a gun. It's going to happen.
Yeah.
One teacher's going to lose it.
Probably.
I mean, cops do it all the time. They shoot your dog.
This guy. See, this is why I don't like these machines, bro. These machines just be riding. I think they be robbing me for some shit, bro. You know what I'm saying? And he don't want to put hot pockets and shit in the damn thing, bro. You know what I'm saying? I prefer hot pockets, lean pockets. Not his first brush with the law? Oh, hey, hey. What's going on?
You send me swinging, oh, you send me swinging.
Man, what the fuck? I didn't know what was going on. I thought she was about to beat. I was, man.
Oh, my God.
Wait, did it not work? The guy just left. See, this is the bullshit I'm gonna be talking about. I would tell them I thought something happened. What happened? I'm gonna tell them that thing took my money. I'm gonna fuck.
Santa, don't you wanna Fanta?
Abandoned honey bottle.
Oh, man. Yeah. Whew. So, man. What's going on, man? Oh, shit. Did I lose my IRPs? What the fuck? I think I did. I left them in the thing, so it's not gonna be always KPN mic in the morning. See how you guys react to it and what you guys think. But like I said, we have a lot of versatility because, like I said, we do a talk about, you know, personal issues, if you need advice on relationship, you know, going through a hard time in life, what should you do, and other shit like that. It's not like, hey,
how you doing, man?
All right, man, ain't seen you in a while, man. Enjoying yourself?
Oh, yeah.
That's good, man. That's all that matters, man.
That's right. Went to Vegas.
What?
Yeah.
Oh, man. You went to Vegas and blew a check, huh?
Yeah.
You say, yeah.
That's what you do in Vegas.
Yeah, that's right. That's exactly what you do. You go to Vegas and you blow a check.
Right.
Yeah.
It don't matter. I mean, you can't take it with you.
You're right. That's a true statement.
I didn't
say
I didn't win. I said I won, I lost, I won, I lost. That's the way it goes.
Yeah, that's definitely the way it goes, you know.
Yeah, yeah. I mean,
win some, lose some.
I had a very wise grandfather that said that if you have the cost, you'll never get there.
Yeah,
it'll come to you, what I just said. If you count the cost, you'll never get there. All you ever have anyway is memory in life.
That's pretty deep.
It's,
I like that.
It's the truth. All you ever have is just memories.
All you ever have is just memories in life.
Right. That's right.
If you count the cost, you'll never get there.
You count the cost, you'll never get there. You know?
That
is. It costs too much, and I could use that for something else. Of course you can. I mean, you know, and I'm not trying to be a philosopher to you. I'm just telling you what a man told me
exactly.
When he was living with my grandfather.
I mean,
yeah.
That's wise
and
words,
he,
though. I understand
and,
it, though.
And, yeah, and he said, and he used to take a lot of cruises.
Okay.
And he showed us a scrapbook, my wife and I, when we were young and early in our marriage. And we sat with him, and he cooked us a meal, and we just had a good old fashioned, you know. He
right.
showed us his album, right? And he used to like to have his sipping liquor, and he bought back liquor, and he's been on all these cruises, and that was rare back in that day for us.
I get
my grandfather.
Color people, right?
Yeah, that's right. People of color in this country, right?
Right.
But he was far thinking enough, a black person on a cruise, a black person on a plane. It's not as normal or as regular as you see it nowadays.
Right.
It's not. But I'm 70 years old. So what I experience is not what you experience, because it's a different day.
Yeah. Different day, different era.
I'm not trying to be too deep with you.
No. I appreciate that.
Some things still exist. They're just underlying under the surface. But they still exist. And, you know, it ain't to say that life is bad, but it's gotten much better. It's just like if I told you, did you go to school? Where'd you go to school?
I'm born and raised in West Palm Beach, where I grew up. Yeah, I moved.
That's a Bob.
Yeah.
So I'll let you.
I'm definitely from West Palm Beach, Florida.
Yeah.
I moved here to Orlando for a different, you know, it's open market here for what I want to do. But I definitely moved here. But I went to school at West Palm Beach, Florida. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's definitely different here.
What I'm getting at is, did you go to an integrated school? You know what integration is, right?
Yeah.
Black and white.
Yeah.
Did you go to an integrated school?
Yeah,
I didn't.
No?
It was all black. See, that's the difference. That's the difference. I've seen both sides of it.
Oh, okay. See, I had a...
black.
Yeah, okay. See, yeah, that was your era then.
Yeah.
I'm not going to ever witness that.
I'm in your era, too.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, now you are. Yeah, that is definitely true.
Yeah, so, you know, it spans the time.
Oh, man, they're going to get me. Hey, Bob. Oh, I don't know, because I brought them in yesterday, and I filled the hole, like you told me, but I don't know how these made it back out to the garden.
You gotta put them up, man, that's how. So, fill the hole a little bit more, you can probably get the rest of these stuff in there. It's either they gotta go in there, or we gotta put them up on the canopy, because they'll be in the safe here. But they should shove in there, only 4 or 5.
Alright. Yeah, we're playing, we're gonna have musical chairs with the, Bro, what the fuck is my thing? But like I was saying, man, this is gonna be a very different and interesting podcast, because like I said, I mean, it's not gonna always be, like, I tried to do something different that I'm, you know what I'm saying, give people something to listen to in the morning while, you know, my daily life at work or job site. You know what I mean? I know that it's a little risky, but like I said, I don't have a filter, and I try to think outside of the box. Mike doesn't have a filter either. We do a lot of, crazy, funny shit, but it's definitely going to be interesting. But like I said, it's a day in the life of KP. And like I said, I have real talk. You know what I'm saying? I give good advice. You know what I'm saying? And, you know, I talk politics. You know what I'm saying? Sometimes I'm not really political or big on it. You know, I don't, not a supporter of Trump and his stupidity. You know what I'm saying? You're going to get a lot. It's going to be a whole lot of versatile sports, music. You know what I'm saying? I take direct criticism. I'm good. You know what I'm saying? I don't mind criticism. You know what I'm saying? That's what I'm here for.